Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Sheban's with us. Rich Sheban is at the front of the blackboard, front of the classroom. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vince. How's everything in Missouri these days?
Really, really well. I mean, extraordinarily well. No kidding. No jesting. Everything is going just great. But there is one thing I wanted to mention about defective Chinese products. Is that all right with you?
Sure thing.
Okay. So, it has to do with cars. But that's really, it's bigger than that. So I was working on a golf cart yesterday. And this golf cart had gum in the fuel tank from not being used for years. So I cleaned out the fuel tank, flushed it out, put a rag in there, swabbed the rag around like a mop, got all the dirt and crud out of it, and flushed the fuel lines. And I decided to put a new fuel filter on it, along with a new carburetor. I had a new carburetor for it. And so I'm looking at these fuel filters. They came in a package of 10, and they're all from Make in China. Communist China. And so I was looking at them, and the way fuel filters are made, and these are gasoline filters, the way that they're made is they have a paper pleated element inside a clear plastic housing. So you can look at the whole thing, and you can see that one end has a cap on it, and it's cemented, and the other end of the pleated filter is just shoved in there, and it's not sealed. That means that particles of dirt can get around the actual filter element and bypass the filter. While the owner of this fuel filter, the owner of this equipment, thinks it's working perfectly well. Because, well, heck, it's a new fuel filter. It makes me angry to think about these kinds of things. So now I have to find another brand of fuel filter that, you know, I have to look at it and make sure that it actually is manufactured correctly so that it will actually work. Not some of the time, but all the time. That kind of stuff I'm seeing more and more and more. Substandard Chinese junk. And a lot of it is sold on eBay. And here's what I think is happening. Now, this is my opinion. So if you're a lawyer and you want to sue me, that'd be fine. I'd be glad to have you on the air, and I'll make sure you get all the credit you deserve. But this is my opinion. I believe that what happens is, in China, someone forgets to do the whole job. And they make a bunch of them because they don't know how to make one. They can only make lots of them. Whatever it is, they can only make lots of them. And by the time someone figures out that they made a lot of them without completely completing the manufacturing process in total, they go, oh, no, we got 3 million of these things. What are we going to do? Well, there's always eBay. I think that's what happens. Now, when you look at the pictures, you can't always see all the details of how the internals of a fuel filter are manufactured. So you actually go by trust, and you buy these things, and then you find out later on, when you go to use them, that they are they contain a major manufacturing defect or a major design flaw. And that's what I wanted to ring the bell and tell the class about. So if you think, you know, if you think that the product, just because it's in a bag or a box or it's new, is manufactured properly, I'm here to tell you that is not the case. Rich, any comments?
Yeah, how much time do I have? No, I'm really serious. How much time do I have?
You've got the rest of the broadcast. I can just put my feet up, relax, eat bonbons.
Okay. because I can go, I can connect many dots, go into many tangents, buddy. You know, this force obsolescence is by design. It's not just because of China. I mean, we're handing the keys. We've handed the keys, as per some of the articles I've already mentioned, to our electric grid to China. We're handing our manufacturing. We've handed our manufacturing process to China. This is all done to delegitimize work. This is all done to control population and reduce it. This is all done to basically demand the bars of standards and expectations for a job to be lowered so no one can control their own destiny with hard work, proven results, qualifications, et cetera, et cetera. So too many people think, well, I thought it was about fairness and equality and tolerance and diversity and all this stuff. No. All this is part of the plan. These are divide and conquer strategies in order to centralize a world government. And, you know, it's, you know, just like these new designations, ESG, environmental social government, or EDI, equality, diversity, and inclusion. It's basically BS. It's a consolidation of power, money, and control. And I'm blue in the face talking about how there's like 655 people who have over $4 trillion of wealth in this country, and 200 million can't come up with $1,000 for an emergency payment. That might have temporarily changed with some of the stimulus, but most of the stimulus is going to, you know, money laundering, payoffs, sponsors, donations. You know, there's many categories under special interests and lobbying and PAC and things like that. So basically, it's also done to create gag orders on Border Patrol, on NOAA, hiding elite crimes, everything from pedophilia. So what happens when you come out with all these politically correct buzzwords and blame everything on, oh, it's white supremacists, even though the Gates, the Bezos, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Zuckerbergs, who are literally doing every crime in the book and getting away with it and blaming it on white males, when basically the poor middle-class white male can no longer control their own destiny because he can no longer benefit or control his own destiny because you're getting jobs based on what group you're in now. So what it does is, and this is all part of the forced obsolescence by design, it's not just a China phenomenon. So when you lower the quality, and I've spent a lot of time on stock buybacks, you know, and basically I've talked a lot about deflation, inflation, stagflation, which we have a combination of all of the above, and we're heading towards more inflation of necessities for the little guy, which is about 93%. But stock buybacks is a great micro example because basically it's not for expansion of new products or the company or services or R&D or people and employees. It's to boost earnings per share, which is a fake artificial economy. And that's what these stock buybacks do. It puts money into the executive's pocket, into the CEOs, CFOs, for example, and it doesn't do an expansion of productivity for the little people. So everything is really fake. So when you look at all these artificial growth, it's all artificial on paper. So as quality goes down, expertise goes down, qualifications go down, proven results don't mean anything. Product safety is a hoax, just like our medication today. All depends on which expert or scientist or official authority has his hand out and is willing to take the money and be bought off at the expense of the American people, which eliminates incentives, opportunity. No one's earning their job anymore. So what happens to the bars of standards and expectations? It goes through the floor. What it does, connecting more dots, is create more animosity. Because people are the low information voter, as per the PSYOP, the psychology behind it, they are groomed and cultivated to go protect their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun. So what does that do with animosity? Increases it. So what happens to the confidence in the system, in the government, in our paper currency, the Federal Reserve note, which is hanging by a thread for basically world reserve currency. We have more infighting. We have more chaos. We have more race baiting, gender baiting, sex baiting. We have wars for everything by professional pot stirrers. We have a destruction of meritocracy. We have a destruction of every institution, which affects civilization as a whole. And the psyops behind all this makes the low information voter that the elite call useful idiots, justifying and rationalizing hate, and then they rationalize the forced caste system put on the people, the poor slash middle class, especially the bottom 93%, while these elites, you got to remember, narratives are like crap, and I wouldn't use that four-letter word if I wasn't on AM and FM radio. Narratives are like crap. They flow downhill. So these people, all these people, these great majority of people, like some of the names I just mentioned here, who are white males, want to consolidate power, money, and control, and the narrative flows downhill. They sell the narratives to people who are willing to take the money to sell out the rest of us Americans. These are the white males who their sons, their family, their close connections, nepotism connections, get the good jobs. When they're saying the poor middle class white males can no longer work, or if they do work, they're told what they can do. They're told about what kind of promotions they can get, if any. So the nepotism connections for the jobs are all going to these big mouth people at the top who are selling the narratives to people willing to sell out our country. Those are the same people who get millions of dollars of inheritances, money, land, and business. I'm not talking measly hundred thousands like maybe some of us may get. I'm talking millions. People who don't even have to work. In my personal experience, and there are exceptions to the rule, because there's exceptions to every rule. But my personal opinion, the people who receive the most money through inheritances are the people who hoard that money and don't help other people and are willing to follow the narrative because they have a certain amount to lose even though they didn't earn it. And I notice the little people who have very little are the ones sticking up for the people in our country. Now, there's the Mike Lindells of the world. There are multimillionaires like that, Donald Trump, who have stuck their neck out for the American people, but they are the minority, not the majority. They are not the rule, but the exception. So we have to connect all these dots with this artificial growth, and we see this, you know, the helicopter money under some stimulus plan, you know, it's for the infrastructure. Just a small percentage goes to infrastructure. Oh, it's for COVID. This is a small percentage. It's for payoffs. It's money laundering. The money goes back to the people who are making the laws to put in their own pocket. So what that creates is more inflation. Even though we're in a stagflation, we're heading more towards stagflation. We've been in deflation. For the little guy, they have the worst of all three worlds. So it's eliminating the middle class. And we got a break coming up, folks. I'll finish this on the other side. We appreciate you being here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Thank God you're...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Stevens at the Blackboard class and no calls today. Rich has a full schedule for the two-hour broadcast. Rich, when you're done, I've got a comment about inflation, but please continue.
Yeah. Well, you know, what we forget to do, and I know that I maybe overuse this analogy or example, but I talk about it regarding playing chess or shooting pool. The best players think 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 moves ahead. And we have to look at what the bottom line is. That's why these people use things like Keynesian economics. Central bank, top-down, elite control, corruption and manipulation is now a sport, no accountability, and it creates what I call an incognito caste system that benefits the status quo, where deficits don't matter. You know, banks can be insolvent, governments can be insolvent, but they'll just do, you know, creative accounting to buy time while they're bringing in robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy to surveil and censor and blackmail the people. So we have this elite interventionism, which is print, inflate, buy now, pay later, and when everybody's in debt, where a lot of people are, the elite can control the outcome of those people, of those behaviors, of those votes. That's what they do. It's all a big scam. So we need to follow the money. We need to see who the beneficiaries of these policies are for regarding this artificial growth and helicopter money. You know, this is why, you know, when you look at, you know, inflation going up, you look at demand going up, mostly because, like the stock buyback example, there's less productivity or producers here in America because manufacturing's gone abroad to China, and there's less products to choose from because the big corporations aren't putting more money and capital resources into products, into employees. They're putting it in their pocket via stock buybacks. So everything is fudged, all the numbers. So when you look at increased demand, how can you say it's increased demand when the velocity of money is almost non-existent because people are afraid, so they're holding on to their dollars in their pocket? You got to look at, you know, there's increased rates going up, at least on the long end, and it's still historically low. I understand that. But if rates go up too much, even in a phony, artificial, illusionary market, it could crash the whole system. So why are they raising rates on the long end, you know, 10-year and above, when the short end is at zero? How can they cap rates, you know, at a certain point? Is it possibly, could it be to eliminate the middle class from leaving the cities so the elite can control them? What is the overall end result, and who's the beneficiary? See, when you have rising rates going up a little bit, as you can see, the dollar has been a little stronger in the last few days. So there's a correlation typically, usually, with rising rates and a stronger dollar. And that's also done to keep gold pushed down. So you got to think about who's the beneficiary of that? Why are people leaving urban, suburban America and moving to rural America to buy land? Is it because they want to be self-sufficient, like Vince and I have talked about for years? Is it because they feel that X amount of dollars, doesn't matter what number, say 100,000, 500, that doesn't matter. Do they feel, the people, that they want to correlate that, make that transition from paper fiat to hard assets? I think both of those cases are very true. You know, just like there's creative accounting behind everything. Look at the new jobs report. You know, are we seeing new jobs and new businesses created? No. It's basically the jobs that were lost from the pandemic in order to get a little movement on those jobs. They're not new businesses. You know, it's mostly leisure and hospitality, typically lower paying jobs. Economic growth, we're lucky if we get over 2%. If we do, over the next few months, it's all because of all this fake stimulus money. We even have, look at debt, all debt, even margin debt, never mind corporate debt, government debt, individual household debt.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll
be right
back.
More money to gamble more.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball, in a knee-jerk reaction, moved its All-Star game to Colorado after the league announced Friday it was pulling the game out of Atlanta in protest of the state's new voter ID law. It should be noted, Colorado requires voters to present identification when voting. CBS News appears to be stepping back from a hit piece against Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The report on Sunday outlined an alleged pay-for-play scheme involving DeSantis accepting a $100,000 donation for his campaign from a grocery store chain for the right to distribute the COVID vaccine. Republican and Democrat critics blasted the report for deceptive editing by CBS that omitted DeSantis' explanation for the vaccine strategy. The Texas Rangers welcomed a crowd of at least 38,000 fans to Globe Life Field in Arlington Monday for the team's home opener against the Toronto Blue Jays. The game marked the first full-capacity sporting event since coronavirus shut down all sporting events more than a year ago. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The Baylor Bears are the NCAA men's basketball champions. Head coach Scott Drew on CBS Sports after the game.
Well, I can tell you that our guys have been motivated all year. It's a player-led team. We're so blessed to have unbelievable upperclassmen and leadership. But we play with a culture of joy, and that's Jesus, others, yourself. They came out, and they fed off of each other. We got off to a great start, and then defensively, we're pretty good. I don't know if there was a difference from the standpoint prior to COVID. Us and Gonzaga were on the track to be undefeated. And I got so much respect for Coach Few. He's such a humble servant coach and a Hall of Fame coach in what they've done this year. Let's give Gonzaga a round of applause for what they did. Let's give them a round of applause. If you're going to war and I'm coaching, I'm taking these guys.
Yeah.
And I felt led. God has blessed us with unbelievable players, the people that have come for 18 years to put in work, our fans that have been with us for the lean years, the good years, and our administration, Pleasant Livingstone, Mac Rhodes, they all deserve this. The city of Waco deserves this. All right, Texas, we got a national championship too. The state deserves it.
Baylor wins by a score of 86-70 Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Please continue.
Oh, well, thank you, Vince. You know, folks, when you look at, you know, I made a comment about the jobs report that came out. You know, there's a lot of ambiguities in that. There's a lot of filtered and edited information. You know, I talked about debt, you know, household debt. I've spent a lot of time on that. Government debt, corporate debt, all the zombie companies, the companies that can't even afford to pay their own interest on their debt. And you have to look at why they're hiding this data. You got to look at how they're distracting, dumbing down, and dividing the American people by groups. You got to look at the why are they editing out certain data on certain reports, which they do almost, you can't believe anything anymore. You have to do your own reading and research. Like on the job report, the 25 to 54-year-olds are always the big sector. You know, it's supposedly post-college and supposedly pre-retirement, okay? So they often look at that number. But what they didn't tell you is that they filtered out over 4 million people that have been eliminated from that data. That's creative accounting. You know, why are the powers that be, why do they want paper markets in everything? They even want it in crypto now. We've had all this forever for silver, gold, or precious metals because they want to manipulate the market with naked shorts. Same thing with the futures market. It's all about manipulation of data. Nothing you read is true anymore. And this is part of the delegitimization of work. And Vince can verify this for 10 years. Doesn't matter what radio show I was on, but I know with Vince, I've talked about the delegitimization of work. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, which is basically a psyop designed to race bait, gender bait, create ideologies, voting purposes, is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, is to sway public opinion and hold on to the narratives. It's group identity politics. It's insulting the work ethic, ability, and intelligence of people purposely for the vote to create chaos and infighting and race wars. Their job is to degrade, disrespect people. Their job is to reward mediocrity and destroy every expectation and standard, which correlates to the destruction of opportunity and knowledge and productivity and innovation for the people in America. We have to connect all these dots, and this is why I'm calling for producing results with ideas and solutions conferences around the world held at private venues. Where we can create small businesses alliance. We can have commerce clubs. We can have a golden parachute for the little people, a plan B if the Federal Reserve note goes south or the powers that be want to put us into some centralized fake SDR phony cryptocurrency that can be controlled, which has zero value. So we have to look at the direction that the elite want to funnel us so we can do something about it. You know, even talking about deflation and inflation, I can't tell you how many articles I read where there's people who have different opinions. And, you know, sometimes I'm going to be very cautiously curious with this. They're right. In other words, it can be debated because you can look at it from different sides because there's so many unknown factors, because there's so much corruption in our government and big corporations now. They're all being bailed out, too big to fail, too big to jail. You know, I have spent unbelievable amounts of time talking about welfare for the rich. I've spent hours talking about that. We don't know. How long is the Fed going to buy treasuries? Are they going to continue issuing new bonds to pay for the old ones? What's going to happen to the credit market or the bond market or interest rates? They're all correlated. What does collateral even mean anymore? Are they going to still monetize debt? Are they going to continue over leveraging loans? How are they going to cap rates on both sides of the yield curve? Are they going to continue with this phony incognito UBI and MMT, which is Universal Basic Income of Modern Monetary Theory? Are they going to continue coming out with all these bills and plans and stimulus packages under the guise of some benevolent name when just a few percent of it goes to that and the rest goes to money laundering and paying people off? Wait, I mean, the derivative market, how can you bundle all this stuff? Think about that. You're bundling and then rebundling and then reselling It's under, you know, it's not just credit default swaps. It's got a bunch of different names. And they can do bonds. They can do most assets, equities, commodities, real estate, currencies. It's a joke. It's a side bet with an insurance policy that bundles and sells and then rebundles and sells. And it's in the quadrillions of dollars. There's no validity to that. There's no honesty to that. There's no business model to that. I mean, really, what is even a business model today? I'm seeing valuations through the roof. Earnings are irrelevant. Markets are irrelevant. You know, it's not just liquidity, solvency, inflation, and deflation that has been redefined. Really, what are fundamentals and fair value? What does leverage mean anymore? PE, PS ratios, GDP, even debt has been redefined. These people don't even have business plans, for crying out loud. Money printing up the wazoo, free market supply and demand, velocity of money means nothing. Profits mean nothing. All these corrupt companies that have been flagged and fined mean nothing. So when you talk about deflation and inflation, it looks like the powers that be are trying to buy time. This is why the people have to come together with ideas and solutions, conferences, clubs, movements, self-sufficiency preparedness schools, which I've talked about till I'm blue in the face. We have to expose the double standards and hypocrisies. If we no longer judge by hard work, effort, proven results, and qualification in what I call the pick effect, which is patriotism, intelligence, and courage, then what do we have? We have nothing. We need citizen review boards. We need homeschooling where the people who've been there, done that successfully in the private sector can come in as speakers and talk about practical experience and not theory. Oh, there's good teachers out there. I'm so tired of hearing that. There aren't good teachers out there if they're willing to sell their soul for their benefit package, their retirement, and their paycheck and their summers off for the so-called unions, teachers' unions, to basically teach everything from, you know, changing your gender to teaching little boys how to give BJs to drag queen story hour, eliminating history, saying math and science is racist. That's not teaching. That's called selling out. We need public forums. We need to discuss laws of excess because all the money and the protection and the consolidation of money, power, and control are going to not benevolence, but malevolence. These are the people that's been capitalizing their gains under the, you know, capitalism and socializing their losses for the elite, and you're paying for it through cost shifting, through taxation, and inflation. The little guy, we don't have hedges. We don't have golden parachutes. That's why we need these ideas and solutions conferences. And I cannot tell you how many people in the top, say, 7% I've had meetings with. They all say, oh, it's a great idea, Rich. Let's do it. But they don't want to break out their checkbook. In fact, what they're doing is they're buying thousands of acres of land and putting hidden bunkers in it, or the like the Bezos and the Gates, who are number one and two for buying land, especially farmland, or GMO and poisoning. I mean, we have how much time have I spent on the poisoning of water and food, talking about red dye in our meats, meats being literally grown in laboratories and bioreactors and 3D printers. Pesticides everywhere, GMOs everywhere, estrogen mimickers everywhere, steroids, hormones, antibiotics everywhere. We don't even have an immune system left. Everything's contaminated, tainted, or poisoned, or rigged. And all these people who I sit down with, if they don't buy land, they buy a yacht, or they buy a jet, or they buy a private island, or they buy a well-guarded, gated community. Not to help the little people, but to help themselves. If we don't start speaking up, corruption will only continue. It won't matter about talking about deflation, inflation, forced obsolescence. We won't have a rule of law because we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations so much for getting a job, where certain people by certain groups feel entitled to play the victim group status card, to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations, which doesn't give protection, rights, or restitution of the rule of law for the people targeted and affected, but gives runaway power to the elite organizations and enables and protects them with the most corrupt liability immunity legislation in the world, which destroys capitalism and enforces fraud, which, by the way, has no statute of limitations, creates more illegitimacy, more fascism, less consumer and government confidence, and creates more wealth inequality along the way. And then the useful idiots, instead of being an American, start protecting their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun because it's so they're not well-read or researched, and they're too lazy to verify. We're being killed by a lot of things, ignorance, apathy, indifference. But it's also cowardice and laziness. We've given free lunch to the elites at every level. So they have eliminated the rule of law for precedence and given you, the people, back divide and conquer strategy so everybody hates each other by psychology, by the psyop, by design. And they are looking for and finding people who are willing to sell you out to the highest bidder. In order to, and they get in return a manufactured perception of their self-importance by these elite people because they only care about their own self-preservation. We're all being used, duped, and played. The people no longer have representation. The Bill of Rights and Constitution is hanging by a thread. And now we have, it's looking like, unless our military steps in, or the people stand up, that over a million combat soldiers who died for our freedoms and liberty are going to die in vain. I want you to think about that. Doesn't matter what definitions are anymore, because they're rewriting it. History, they're rewriting it. Common sense and logic, they're rewriting it. We're really close to nothing mattering, folks.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Achievements at the Blackboard. Rich, do you want to continue?
I can, Vince. I know you had a question about inflation, and I just wanted to tell you I got so much what you call news in a flash, you know, from health to just ordinary news, and it really shows what direction we're, how fast we're falling as a nation and a Western world and a world because of elite control and the consolidation of power, money, and control. So I'm going to let you decide if you want me to do news in a flash, if you want to ask me that question.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that second hour? I'm looking at a very disturbing trend. And please, Rich Sheehan, do not take this personally. I'm looking at the number of people, the relative number of people paying attention to our class today. Our ranking has never been lower in the last couple of years. Simultaneous with that, I wanted to congratulate you with what I thought was a brilliant, brilliant delivery on the state of collapse that the United States of America is in. I thought you did an outstanding job, a world-class job, from the beginning of this broadcast until the last, until I started talking. Seriously. Thank you very much. You've done a great job. However, the GDP is not paying attention. Simultaneous with that, or almost simultaneous with that, I'd like to talk about your recommendation for the self-sufficiency schools. All of the things that you said in this broadcast class today, you and I have discussed privately, and we tried, you and I tried, to get the American people to wake up and to participate in a Plan B preparedness school where like-minded people could teach each other homeschooling, gardening, farming, raising animals, starting your own business, avoiding legally paying taxes, building your own house, owning your own property for a couple thousand dollars an acre, literally. And we had one O-N-E, one tire kicker. One, this is the largest preparedness broadcast in the country. We had one tire kicker. And you and I were working on that for months. So what I'm saying is, right now, I'm looking at the statistics. People are listening to these political pundits talking about all of the things that are going wrong, but not providing any solutions, in my opinion. At the same time, we're going down. People know we're going down, but it must be too hard for them to, I don't know, pay attention, to do something about it. There's only one guy I know who's contacted me. Actually, there are a couple guys have contacted me. One of them has called in several times. His name is Arjun. He literally took our advice. He bought a property in another state, foreign to him, and he is fixing it up. And I said, Arjun, if you'd like to call in on Friday, I'll give you as much time as you would like, and I will help you, and I will teach you how to avoid paying taxes and how you can set up this new property of yours, since you already decided that you were going to be in business for yourself. You're going to start a business. And since he decided to do that already, prior to purchase, I'm going to teach him and you in class how he can save money on the modernization of this property that needs a lot of money. This is no small undertaking that Arjun has begun. I saw the pictures. I've seen the project he's working on. It is monumental. And he's doing it. He put his savings into it, his life savings, and he's going to make it work. And I'm going to teach how he can save thousands and thousands. I'm thinking maybe $20,000, $30,000 minimum over time through avoiding paying taxes by the things that most people would just pay taxes on. I'm going to teach the class how to do this. It's all legal. It's all above board. And it is what Donald Trump has done, in my opinion. Except the illegalities that people have been accusing him of are not included in what I'm going to recommend. Because I don't do these things that are illegal. But I think this will be an eye-opener. This will be on Friday, class, if you want to pay attention. You know, should the creek not rise, and God willing. Another thing I wanted to mention was the self-sufficiency schools. But not one more point about this, connecting one more dot. This is my opinion. Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Mike Bloomberg, Donald Trump, the Queen, Elon Musk, any and all of the world's most greedy people individually could start the self-sufficiency preparedness schools. They could pay for the whole thing. One in every state, and they probably wouldn't even feel the financial impact based on their monumental greed and wealth. I challenge them to give us a call, and we'll put it together. We'll do it. We'll do the work. All you have to do, Jeff, Bill, Warren, Mike, Donald, and the Queen Mother, and Elon Musk, all you have to do is provide the money. We'll do the work, but I'll bet you don't even call. And I'll give you the number, 866-582-9933.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.